Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is, or I should, maybe should say, hi, angels. This is Tari with Angel Coaches, and I'm glad that everybody is here and listening in. You know, and I always, people go, it must be really difficult to think of a show idea, but I don't really do that. You know, and I'll tell you how I came up with our show in just a couple of minutes. I'm excited tonight because not only, or today actually, I got a show, great show idea that was given to me by the angels, ascended masters, the higher power, whatever you, you know, whatever relates to you and you feel most comfortable with. But the other thing is that they told me to go get this person, Peter, to co-host with you. And a lot of you guys know Peter. He's been with me. He's been my friend, and you know, and we've. I remember the first time I met him a couple of years ago. And he has been an expert in the law of attraction and manifests everything very quickly. So I thought it would be fun to co-host a show with him, and he's always got something to say. And sometimes he's got a great heart, but nothing is ever sacred with you, Peter, which I appreciate, okay? So anyway, so he's going to be co-hosting the show with me today, and I'm excited about that, as I said. Before we get started, if by any chance you guys have a problem connecting, or you can't hear Peter or I or any of the other people that call in, then what I want you to do is just you can go to the website Blog Talk Radio, and it's live stream there, or you can go to my website, angelcoaches.org, and it's live stream there as well. If you want to ask a question or make a comment, then all you need to do is dial 760-890-7143. And press 1, and you can talk to us there. So, Peter, I know that you're here, and I know that you're a great manifester and believe in the law of attraction. And we've got a great – he asked me today, go, what are we talking about? I was going to shoot him. You remember a second ago? I said the devil. He goes, good, I'm here. So, anyway.
Pisces, you know, you never know what you're going to say.
With the Pisces, thank you. You're talking about me. My birthday is in a couple of months, so about 60 shopping days left. Hint, hint. Anyway, so I know that you believe in the law of attraction, and I want to talk to you about that and ask you a couple of questions. How did you get started in, you know, with that? I know how I did, but how did you get started in the law of attraction? And I'll share with you how I got that too as well.
You know, I was teaching a English as a second language class, and I wanted to show a video in class where the students would be interested in learning what the conversation was. So I had rented the video, The Secret, and of course that's the beginning of the law of attraction for most people. So after I showed it in two or three classes, I said, well, you know, I'm trying to learn this for real. So I just listened to it some more and had the CD in the car, and it kept making sense, and I kept testing it, like, you know, okay, I want to find a dollar bill, I want to do this, you know, I want to do that, and parking spaces always come to me, and anything I need always comes to me. Like right now, I have to fix my motorcycle, and I don't know how to do it, so I said, you know, I need somebody to fix my motorcycle. So my brother told me to go to my brother-in-law's house, and now they're out there fixing the motorcycle, and I'm here on the radio. So if you it's like you become what you think about, and the less intense you are about it, it kind of gets loose and it comes faster. If you get really intense, that switches you over to a thoughts of lack because you're worried about it, because et cetera, et cetera. And then I said, well, you know, I want $25,000. This thing will work. I want $25,000. So a couple of months later, this guy turned in front of me in the street, and I crashed my bike into his door, and I flew over the car, and I was unconscious for 10 minutes, but, you know, I was okay. So I saw some attorneys, and within 6 months, I had a check for $25,000. And then I said, this is really good. I mean, I want $250,000. So I kept testing it with things, and everything that I think about, and I think about it, like, with joy, not too serious or anything, it comes. If I get too intense, it doesn't come. So I know now just to, you know, just to let it be.
I agree with you on that.
But
go ahead. I'm sorry. But what were you going to say?
Well, I did a lot of studying with the Abraham Hicks people, and they're very serious about how to allow things. you know, I say, oh, yeah, well, I'm going to allow it. Of course, I'm going to allow it. But the vibration, I'm sorry, the frequency of the vibration of thought for allowing is the frequency to the same as love. So if you're in a loving state, your frequency shows allowing. If you say, oh, yeah, I'm going to allow it, but you're in a pissed off state, it just isn't going to happen. So the vibration for allowing, the frequency for that is being constantly in a state of love. And that frequency is the one that, I guess, allows the allowing or something, you know. So
I agree with you.
I mean, I don't know how the terms are metaphysically,
yes.
but I know if I put up with my five, really put up with it, not in a guilt, you know, then all kinds of things happen. I got five sisters. That's just way too many sisters to grow up with. But if I do it, like, nicely, things just start happening. You know, it's weird, but it does.
I agree with you on that. That's funny. You know, I appreciate your story about the law of attraction because you taught, I remember I had you speak on a call a couple of years ago, I believe it was back in 2010, because we were doing manifesting calls then as well. And we're going to take questions, you guys, in just a few minutes. So hold your questions, but we got some great stuff to share with you because I see people have already got questions. So thank you, and I appreciate everyone calling in. And there's chat in the chat room really quickly. If you have a question you want to type it out, just send it to me, and I will answer it on the computer, and I will both answer it. But you talked about the Abraham Hicks, the box, I always called it the magic box. And that really helped me. You know, when I use that magic, that dream box, or, you know, and I found a beautiful box. When I used that dream box, I was able to, because I knew I was going to go to California, but I was able to handle everything and just go. Everything just fell into place because I put everything, I choose to go to California. I choose this to happen, this to happen, this to happen. And when I went, it happened pretty much like I said it. But the one thing I remember that you said now is that you got to let it go or be easy about it. And people don't understand about letting it go because they go, well, what does that mean? What I like today, I said, I want to have this, this, and this happen. And at the about 2 hours later, it all fell into place. It was a business situation that I had. And it just, but I didn't think about it. I said, this is going to happen, and I didn't think about it again. But I agree with you. When you start worrying about it, because thoughts are things, and I know Abraham Hicks and, you know, the Hicks people working with the entity Abraham say that, they've said that, or Abraham has told them that whatever you think about, you create. And if you continue to think about more, okay, you're still creating. Even when you're thinking that you want, when you're telling the story, I don't have this. This has happened. My husband left me. My boyfriend did this. He cheated on me. She cheated on me. I don't have money. Then the law of attraction is still working in that story. That blew me away, you know, and I was like, wow. Because you think you're just telling the story, but that you're keeping the law of attraction, it's still working and it's still creating. So therefore, when you're telling that story, you're creating the same thing in the future that you've had in the past and that you're experiencing right now. Big point there.
Exactly.
When I got that, I know. So you have to start telling a different story. And you and I sit down at lunch one day and we talked about that. We were down actually in Miami Beach, remember? And I had just got back to Florida from California, and I remember saying I would like to have this kind of car, this, you know, this house, this and this, and I created it, but I kept telling a different story. I'm in the process of getting this. I'm in the process of creating this. I wasn't, you know, I didn't have it yet, but I said I'm in the process of. And you know my car that I got, because I love Miatas. I wanted a white Miata. I know you don't like them, but I love them. I wanted a white Miata, and it wasn't clear. I said I wanted a white Miata, but I should have said something. I got a white Miata, but I didn't want the black interior. I want something else. Forgot to mention it. So it's all about telling a different story too, as well, because that law of attraction is still working. So any of you guys that are listening, when you're calling and you're talking to your friend or your family member or your boyfriend, and I don't like that you do this, I don't like that you did this, I want you to stop, or I'd like to have more money, and this is not happening, you're perpetuating that in the future. Do you agree or disagree? What do
right.
you think
that's
about
what
that?
You're thinking about, yeah. And that's the vibration.
Yeah.
As soon as you think of someone who did something that you don't like, that thing is what you're talking about, and that particular thing is coming towards you because you're the one that is mentioned. So,
right.
For example, I met you when I found your business card on the sidewalk in South Beach, and I had it in my pocket for a while, and I had already been thinking about how to manifest and, you know, try. So I called you one time, and then I ended up going to see you, and then I ended up going to Europe after that. But I picked up the card from the floor because that's what it was going to bring me, the person who I could, you know, share and achieve the law of attraction. It just happened to be you. So a business card on the floor, a phone call or something, the universe will bring it to you and will smack you right in the face and just take that leap because that's what you asked for.
That's right.
And so
that
we,
is true.
Yeah, we've been doing that for years, but it started from the business card on, you know, on the sidewalk.
Yeah, that was a divine meeting. I think we were supposed to meet. Peter, let me ask you a question, because I get this all the time, and I know you talk to a lot of people because your mission statement is you want to help people, and you can share that at the end of the show, so because I don't want to say it wrong. But when people are saying, well, I think negative emotions, how do I stop myself when I'm thinking them? Because, you know, if you continue to think them, you're going to still create that same thing over and over again. And you look at your life now, it's only a reflection of your thoughts that you've had in, you know, in the past and right now. So how do you handle your own negative thoughts? What's your philosophy on that and the law of attraction? Do you mind me asking you that?
In the book and the video, The Secret, one of these people makes a statement: if you don't know what you want, or if you don't know how to ask for what you want, then ask to know what you want and ask to know how to ask. Because as long as you ask the universe or, you know, the divinity around you or the little guardian angels, whatever it is, will bring you that knowledge in your head. So I started saying, you know, I want to know how to know. I want to know how I should, you know, how to know what I want, because I don't know what I want. So the more I ask, I want to know, then kind of like ideas came into my head. Oh, isn't this interesting? And, you know, I've never had these ideas manifesting before. So little by little, I said, oh, my God, those are the answers that I asked for like 2 months ago. I want to know how to know. And remember that if you ask for anything through the universe, it'll come to you in perfect timing, in divine timing. So if you're asking for this car person and you're not getting it in 30 days, if you didn't ask for a date time, then it'll come to you in perfect divinity. God gives you the things when God thinks it's the right time. So if you didn't say 30 days or 20 days, then God will just bring you, or the universe will bring you what you petition at the divine right time. Because you ask for the perfect thing, and the perfect thing will come to you in perfection.
Right.
So it's
right.
Can't get all excited and say, well, you know, hey, my higher self. As soon as I meet my higher self, I want to smack him, right? No. Your higher self is a you, and you ask for this in a, I want to say you ask the universe in perfect, you know, synchronicity. So it'll bring it to you at the perfect timing with a perfect person in the perfect scenario. Like I met you with a business card on the floor, and you were living on the beach and this and that and the other. But it came at the right time because I was leaving for Europe, I think, a month after that.
Yeah, you're going to, I remember that.
Medjugorje.
Medjugorje. That's right. You had a great experience over there, too, as well. And you'll have to share that before you end the call today, because I like to hear an angel story. I agree with you on that, and you've been a professor in university and all those things. So you think with how to put things in a way that we can understand it. But I know Esther and Jerry Hicks in their one of their CDs, they talk about when you're feeling these negative emotions. And a lot of times what we try to do is we go, I need to feel those, or I want to feel those emotions. I'm not feeling them, or we try to deny them. Probably not the best thing to do. And so she talks about something called a pivoting process. And I read, there's another book too, Living a Soul Life. I can't remember who it's by now. But what she says is in the pivoting process, you say, okay, these negative emotions are coming up. And you ask, I want to know what this negative, why it's coming up, and what it's trying to tell me. Tell me what I do want. Because if it's not, if it's you know what you don't want, because that emotion's there. But what do you really want? You know, I remember last week. I'll share this story with you because it was so. I was so freaked out. I couldn't. I thought I had lost all my credit cards and my ATM cards and my license and everything. I looked in my purse and I couldn't find it. And I looked in my car and it wasn't there. Anyway, I was sitting there going, okay, I am. This is a time for me to get hold of this because whatever happens, I'm insured and I know I'm going to be okay. It'll be inconvenient for a couple of days. And what am I really, because I was freaking out inside, afraid that somebody's getting my ID, my license, blah, 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 all this stuff. It's a natural reaction, right? Or maybe not natural. But when I realized that it was, I was only afraid because I thought that I was going to lose something, you know, money, my ID, or my identification, a big, you know, hassle. I go, no, there's something that can be done. I was able to calm down, and then I looked down on the floor and it fell out of my purse. How funny is that, right? But so she says that when you're feeling like you're feeling a negative emotion, like I had somebody call me their guy had not called them and was being, you know, being not available, whatever you want to call it. And I go, okay, you know, she says, I'm feeling that he, I said, what are you feeling? She goes, I'm feeling that he doesn't want love me, and I want him to love me. And that was what she said she wanted to feel. And I go, well, maybe instead of loving him loving you, maybe it's a message from your emotions that you need to love yourself more. So, but she goes into that. How do you feel about that, like your negative emotions asking you, you know, giving you something that you want more of? Or, you know, how do you handle those yourself? Because I know you had a situation with your with someone that you were dating, and it didn't quite work out. How did you handle that? Because most of us would have freaked out. How did you handle it?
Just know this first. When something is going wrong, or you think something's going wrong, you're in disalignment. That means your physical needs and your spiritual needs are not in alignment. So then you get a big headache, or you get depressed, or something. So to be in alignment, that means you have to pretty much practice this thing that the Buddhists say, to be in the now. And that means you're just going to accept what life has just smacked you with, and it could be the best thing. It could be the best thing to find out that this guy doesn't really like you, or he doesn't know how to like you, because either you're going to help him learn how to like you, or you're going to switch channels and go after somebody else. Because you want somebody to love you, it's not going to happen. You can only attract what you are. So if you're attracting the wrong person, you are manifesting the behavior patterns of the person that you're attracting. Now, if you want a different person, if you want a, like I used to say, more better person, if you want a really, then you have to become that. And that's been in all the songs and all the prayers. You attract what you are. And right now, what's happening in your life, you manifested that between a month and a month and a half ago.
That's
you just
exactly
didn't
right.
know you were doing. You probably did it by default. So the situation that I'm in now, I must have talked about it or desired it a month ago. And now I'm getting where my manifestations come within a week or so. Because I am focused. That means I know what I want and I know what I don't want. And it's okay to get the wrong thing, because that way you know what you want, what you don't want. If you got the guy that isn't the right guy, then, oh, we can scratch that personality disorder out, right? I want the other kind of personality thing. So you only get what you are. You only become what you think about. So if you want a new person in your life and you're thinking about the last rat who you had, you're going to get the same personality of the last rat that you had. Even if, you know, even if you're in front of great guys, the one that attracts you is the one that you're thinking about. It's really pretty easy. 2 and 2 is always 4. It's never 3 or 5. So this is like a metaphysical formula. You become what you think about, period. There's no doubt about that.
I agree with you on that too as well, and I get it. But what I'm saying to you is, if you're feeling something negative, your emotions are great guidance systems for your angels and your guides to talk to you through God, or God, you know. So you ask that negative emotion, you say, okay, what is this emotion trying to show me? Show me what I don't want, and what is it that I really do want? And if you stop and ask you that, because when I did that last week, I was able to center myself, calm down, or as, what is that dude? His name is Tony Robbins says, get into state, look at where my thoughts were, and then I was able to look beyond the fear and figure it out. So, and you're, and I, what you're saying works, and I agree with you, but it is, you know, to get to that point where you can say, okay, this guy isn't working or this woman isn't working for me anymore, and I want to be happy or choose to be happy, and you say, okay, I realize what the thoughts that I have, that's what I'm radiating out, and that's what I'm attracting back to me, okay? I think when you realize, too, or you stop for a second and you ask the questions, what are my emotions telling me now? If they're not positive, what are they telling me now? It is a great guidance system for you to use. You know, let's take some questions. Go ahead. No, before we do that, let's take some questions.
You know, I can tell you that when I feel the back, you know, the hair in the back of my neck kind of, you know, it's a sensation I get back that I know I'm in the wrong place, even if it looks right. Even like when we went to buy your car had broken down, and that day or the next day, and you know it didn't fit. None of it fit. We went to two or three car places, and none of the things worked out. And by the third one, I go, okay, she's not buying a car. I don't care how much money she has. And it turned out that you're not buying a car. You didn't buy the car.
So no, I knew it. It didn't feel right for me then, you know. So, yeah, but it gave me an idea, remember? So it was like what I needed
right.
to do.
So your feelings inside of you will stay like a they'll feel like in a loving feeling. And the ones that are wrong, you'll get, like, anxious or, you know, who do they think the person? You just start thinking in a negative way. So you have to train yourself to follow the good feelings in your brain and the back of your neck, whether you're getting chicken skin or in your heart.
That's
you
true.
Are not
that's
the
true.
One that's in control of your life. Your higher self is. And that is a perfect spirit because it sits next to Source. You here are just a dimension of who you are, and you're in this planet to learn and absorb and observe, so you're always going to get potholes. So when you love yourself through your potholes, all of a sudden things start coming fast. But if you fight potholes, or this guy turned triggering, or she said this, or he said that, then all of a sudden things slow down, and then things get worse. So nowadays, I just kind of forget. And as soon as I accept what I get, something else better comes within either an hour or two or a day or so. It's like
cool.
I just don't fight anything anymore.
Right. And
I got reason to fight. I mean, you know, I got reason to be upset. But it's just, it is what it is.
Yeah, but I want to share this story with you guys, and then we're going to take some questions here. Peter told me about 6 or 7 months ago, I want a motorcycle. I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever, Peter. And so I'll be darn it if he didn't get a motorcycle. He called me a couple of weeks ago, said he got a new motorcycle. All right, I guess you bought a used one, and you're driving around with it, and your brother's fixing it, I guess, tuning it up for you, whatever it needs to be. But I remember when you said you were going to get one, you wanted one, and said you were going to get one, and look at you, and here you are. You have your motorcycle now, so which is so cool.
But, you know, you got to buy them because they're old, but, you know, now I ask, if I want something, I ask for it in perfect harmony or in divine harmony. Means that the motorcycle that is perfect for me will come in perfect timing. If it didn't come that month or 2 months from, or 3 months, the one I got is perfect for me. And
there you go.
That's what I mean by ask for things in divine harmony.
I agree with you on
everything
that.
Comes
so,
perfect.
Well, yeah, and you know, Mark Langford talked about something. And guys, we're going to take some questions because I know there's about 6 or 7 people here. He said that sometimes it's about a gestation period that, you know, that it has, certain things have to fall into place. You know, maybe a person that you bought the motorcycle from had something to do before you bought the motorcycle. Maybe you needed to do some traveling or whatever it is that you needed to do before you got your motorcycle. So, yeah, divine and perfect timing. But sometimes it's not only your manifestation, what you're attracting does not only rely on you, but it relies on other things falling into place, people or circumstances, or sometimes both.
Exactly.
I thought it was cool. Yeah, that was cool too as well. And I want to reiterate this.
Let me make one statement here.
Go ahead. Yeah.
When you petition something in divine harmony, it comes to you in a win-win situation. It wins for you and it wins for the other parties. And that it took me almost a year to get it because Source or God, you know, whatever you believe in, will bring everything to everybody in divine harmony. It's always a win-win. So you're never going to get the right thing and the other person's going to get screwed. That's not going to happen. But you are going to get the right thing and it'll be from the right person. At the right time.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. That is for darn sure. Anyway, I want to reiterate this because I'm being asked to. Remember, guys, if you're telling the same story, that law of attraction is still working. A lot of times when I do readings or do coaching sessions, I get people that are always telling me, he is not, she is not, the money is, my business is not. So you're perpetuating that till another day, tomorrow, the future. So if you want something different and you want to change that, tell a different story. I mean, I would get up and practice, and I still do, saying, this is what I'd like to create. This is what I choose to create. And, you know, and if the guy or I'm using the man or the woman's not where you, you know, not doing the, being the couple that he needs to be or she needs to be for you, you can just sit there and say, angels, I'd like to experience great love and great joy and great connection with the perfect man for me or woman for me. So, anyway, I was asked to share that again because I got a little nudge from the angels. Peter, let's answer some questions here. So, see, I'm going to start out at the top. I'm not sure who was first, but we got some good folks here. So, let's do it. Hi, this is Therese. Hello? Okay. Are you there? Hello? I feel like, okay, well, we'll come back to you if we can't hear you, so call us back and we'll take your question. Okay, let's move on down here. Hold on, let's start with this one. Sometimes this happens. Hello? Hello? Peter? I don't know what's going on here, but we'll go to the next one.
You know,
hold on one.
Ask for the person by the first three digits of the phone number. The area code, and that way the person
okay.
pretty much know you're speaking to them.
Okay, cool. I'm calling 860, the area code 860.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Three. Hi, Peter. This is Kyrima.
Hi, Kyrima.
Wow. This is first. I want to say thank you all. I thank the universe for using you all. Briefly, I'm on my way to Philly, and I had just finished telling a loved one the same story about some things that I've been holding on to. So when I got the text from you, I'm like, I haven't gotten a text from Therese ever, you know. And I'm like, okay, let me call in. And I was like, I feel like the universe is speaking to me. And hearing what you were saying, this is so true. And so I thank you all, but I need to know first, how do I receive forgiveness from telling that same story over and over again and begin to create something new? Because I know that I need to do that, you know.
Okay. Peter, we're gonna go ladies first, Kyrima. By the way, I was really inspired to send that text to you, and I sent it to a
Thank
few people.
You.
But
no.
You're welcome. But I was sitting there going, I came across your name, and your angels, my angel said send the text. I was like, okay, and that's just something I've been doing recently to you know for people. It's like you just telling a different story because 10,000,
okay.
one positive thought will change it, 10,000 negative thoughts. So it's your intention to change it. Do you understand what I mean? To change the what you're creating. That's the most important thing.
Okay.
You don't have to ask forgiveness, okay? So you just
go
in there and tell a different story. And Kyrima, I know you're such a good person with some of the circumstances that you've been under. I get it. And so, because I've been there myself, you betcha. One of the things I would do is I got up in the morning, I just sit there and I say, angels, this is what I'm going to create. I don't know how this is going to happen. And if you just say, I'm not sure how this is going to happen, but this is what I'd like to create. And then you leave the form and how it happens. Because Peter and I talked about this. Peter, remember? And I believe he's the one that told me this. Within 18 seconds of putting your intention, your thought out there, what you'd like to create, it's already in the manifesting process. It's already starting to be created.
Okay. Thank you.
So
thank you. And I'm going to text you to set up a half an hour reading because I'm so ready and I need to. So I'll send that text and let me know when you're ready.
All right, sweetheart. Sounds good. Thank you so much. And Peter, you
Please.
Have anything you want to add to that? Because he's
thank
amazing.
You all.
Peter's got the comment, I'm sure, because he always has a comment, and a good one, too.
Okay.
So, Peter, what do you got to share, if anything?
Well, just know that the story that you tell, I mean, the story that you're saying or the complaint that you have happened already in the past, and that no longer exists. In time,
right.
In real time, the past doesn't exist. And in real time, the future hasn't happened. So the story that you should tell is what you want to be and what's happening today. Whether if you're lacking a relationship, then, you know, it could be the best thing that the guy left. Or if you don't have enough money. For women, if you think you don't have enough money, take a legal path, go into your closet, and price out every piece of clothing you have and every pair of shoes you have. You're going to have thousands. And all of a sudden, you're like, wow, I'm worth thousands of dollars just in my closet. For loans of jewelry and this and that. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, there's a book called by Byron Katie, and I forget the name of the book, but it all she says is change your story.
Thank you.
People say, that's not me. Well, the you think you are already happened a few months ago, so that's not you. The only thing that is true is what's happening to you right now.
Thank you. You're already changing it. Your intention is the most important thing. So thank you
I appreciate that from both of you.
You betcha. All right, my dear. Have a great Sunday and enjoy your time. All right, and send me a text. We'll get together. Okay. So
bye-bye.
Bye. I love her name. She's got the neatest name, Karima. I love that name. Could you imagine that on a prosperity show? It's the Karima show, okay? So, you know, I always think about names because names hold vibrations too as well, and letters mean stuff, right? Could you imagine Oprah Winfrey, if she married Deepak Chopra, her name would be Oprah Chopra. Wouldn't that be good? I thought about that. There you go. Well, let's take another question because we've got a few people on here. Hold on. Let's see. All righty. Oh, this is a sweet girl. I'm so glad she's here. Hello there, lady. Are you driving?
Me? Yes.
Are you driving, Miss Daisy? Can you hear
us?
Yes,
I am. Can you hear me?
I can.
Can you hear me?
We can. Okay.
Okay.
So I know, Peter, this is Angela. And Angela, I met her actually through her mother. But Angela is... amazing. Is a single mom. Yeah, I know. Remember telling a different story. She is a single mom with a 4-year-old son who is...
He's 5 today.
Okay. 5 years old. And I know that you... what do you think about what we're talking about? What do you feel? How do you feel about this?
I completely agree with what Peter said because... When I first, I told you before, but when I first moved to Stewart, you know, I moved down here so my son could go to a better school, and I left everything that I had, you know, my job and my house and everything up in Bureau, and I moved, and all I wanted was, I said, I want a job that's like 30 hours a week, and I'm making about $15 an hour, and, you know, just something where I can make my own schedule, and it's super flexible. And I just put that energy out there probably for about 6 weeks, I would say. And sure enough, I got 30 hours a week making $15 in a small office with one person. And, you know, it's exactly what I asked for. So,
oh, wow. I never knew that. That's a great story. Yeah.
Well, yeah.
That is great. I didn't know that. That's cool. You and Peter, you know what she did? She raised. Go ahead.
That's the crazy. Oh God. Oh no. I don't know if I go north or south. South. The crazy thing about it, Tari, is that I had a reading with you around that time, and you told me I'd be in a small office with one other person.
Oh,
that is what happened. I mean, my office is like 200 square feet.
You guys barely have enough room in there for a computer. That's
cool.
Oh,
my God, it's horrible. But,
listen,
you know, it's exactly, you know, the energy I put out there, so.
Well, that's cool. Imagine if you could really put that energy out there and tell a different story to Angela. That's a big thing. Get, you know, when you're driving after you get off the phone with Peter and I hope you listen in because we're going to cover some other things. But... when you're driving there and you just say, hey, this is what I'd like to create. And I know you wrote a letter to your angels. Share with us about that, what you said in your letter, if that's okay. Is that being too personal?
Yeah.
Or
no,
okay.
No, that's fine. I just wrote, "Dear Universe, this is what I would like to have in my life in 2013. And I wrote that I wanted to have, you know, a career that made me happy, you know, where I could smile every day, because I always have until now. But anyways, and I wrote that I wanted a man in my life that would be a good role model for my son, and that would be emotionally available and faithful and honest. I wrote that I wanted to move in, you know, just that I wanted to move into a neighborhood, you know, kind of like I grew up with kids running around. And I don't know, I just put out what I really wanted. And
that's good.
I think it's working so far to an extent. I think I need to keep at it, but I do see things that I'm like, I think that, you know, I'm at least going in the right direction.
Oh, that's good,
let
though,
me make
that you're
a
doing
statement
it.
Here.
Go ahead.
The next time you want to change in jobs, or even with this one, go into monster.com, find the job that you're doing right now as it's being advertised, and find out what they're paying. And if they're paying more than you, then you know you have that value. Then you ask for the pay raise, but don't ask for $10 an hour. No, you want $25 an hour. In fact, just ask for $4,000 a month for the rest of your life. The universe can get you $4,000 or $400. It doesn't take any extra effort. And it's not that you're not worth it. You're worth it because you're a holy child of God, and God isn't going to have you earn $400. That's disgusting. So $4,000 is much better. And the universe can bring you that. And you'll just talk to this person. He'll put you in contact with the other person. All of a sudden, you're applying for the job. You get it. Wow, how did that happen? So don't sell yourself short.
I'm not at all. Don't worry. I've never had an interview that I've not gotten the job, and I got I should have put it out there. I wanted more than $15 an hour, but at the time when I moved, all I cared about was getting a job, making that money because I knew I could make my bills, and you know, work 30 hours a week, and you know, be there for my son. Now that I have all that, obviously I want more, and that's not enough for me anymore. But at the time, it was exactly what I needed and wanted in my life. And because I, like, needed it and wanted it so bad, and, like, I was just so strong about it, it happened. I think I really...
Okay, well, now ask for your supervisor's job.
Yeah, there you go. Ask for your supervisor's job. That would be fun. I like that. You would do good at that. We may have lost her. Oh, yeah, she's traveling. She is I think we lost her. She's a sweetheart. She's a single mom, and she's been through, Peter, she's been through some real challenges, and it's real cool to be able to work with someone like that, you know what I mean? Anyway, and I think I just lost Peter, so he will, and he's probably back on. They both went through a bit of a dead spot. Both of them are back on. Hey, guys.
Right.
I lost you both. Anyway, Angela. Hi, honey. How are you?
Just ask for your supervisor's job. And his pay. You certainly can do it. That's step by step.
That's good. And she may have. Hey, Angela, can you hear us? Peter just told you to ask for
your.
Yeah, he said ask for your supervisor's job. I'm not sure, you know, I think that you should ask.
It's only me and my boss, and he owns, like, 20 properties. I don't think I'm getting his job.
But you see how you are? You are not the same.
I'm not getting his job. Maybe, I don't know, maybe if I slip and fall.
You know, I'm going to ask you guys both a question, because this is something I learned years ago. Jim Rohn, who is a motivational speaker, he died a couple of years ago, but he's actually Tony Robbins' mentor. He said that most people can't dream two times more than they make now. I mean, people say they want to win the lottery, or they want to, make a lot of money, but they don't know what they're going to do with it. If they don't believe that they can make that money, right? If they don't believe that they can have that money, then they can't create it. But most people can dream two times what they make now. So, Ange, why don't you think about saying, I like two times more than you make now. You make $15 an hour, double that. You'd like to double that income, you know. And then you can grow with it. Because you can say, I want the lotto, but unless you're your feelings about winning the lotto or having the lotto and knowing what to do with it and really making it real, it's going to be hard to win the lotto. If you want a $100,000 a year job and you can say you would like to have it and probably you would like to, but you don't feel like it's something you can't even believe of having right now, I think, from our conversations in the past. I don't know if that's yours
that
or mine,
not,
Peter.
That's
not me. It might be Peter because that's happened to his phone before. But anyway, so Peter? Peter, can you call back in? Peter? Call back in. Anyway, and if you just do that, then it will be better for you, okay? Double your income.
I would rather
right?
just find a man to help me. Like my bills, I'd be completely fine making what I'm making if I had, somebody to split them with.
Okay, so in your telling the story, you'd wake up and you'd say, okay, I would like to have a guy that I can be with that we can share financial responsibilities. He and I can do this together. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
that's a good way to word it. I should write that. I'm going to write that down when I get to it.
Well, yeah, and I'll text it to you.
Someone to share financial responsibilities.
Right, because most people, most of us, we don't want to give a whole responsibility to one partner have it all. You know, it's always better if you can share it. So maybe that would be, and that way you'll feel better about it too as well. You guys are working together, building a life together, and it takes it to double effort. So I think that's a good
that's
way.
That's all I want.
Yes. There you go. Now, somebody has... okay, so if somebody has a question, I'm getting ready to call on her now. Thank you so much, Ange, and drive safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you,
okay?
Terry.
All right.
That
bye
letter
bye.
Was a great idea. I'm super glad I did that.
Well, call me because I want to take you. Let's do the next step and go from go to the next step. Okay, because that's always good when you go to the next step. All right.
Okay, but just one quick question. Even if I don't write it down, I think, I don't know if it was Peter or you, one of you said, just saying positive things. So even if I'm, in the shower and I, talk to myself, that's not crazy. I could be getting somewhere, right? If I, positive things is what I want.
Yeah, you can say positive things and get what you, you can say positive things and get what you want. Put your intention. Peter, your phone is still buzzing. Well, now it stopped. Hold on 1 second. So, Marquise, who's been on here before, and Corrine has said that they really meditate and do their telling their story in the bathtub and in the shower. Water's a great way to do that, by the way, when you're around water. So, yeah, great. Just tell your story there.
Okay.
Peter, do you have anything you want
to
share with
us? Yes, I'd like to tell, not necessarily just women, but when your body is at its most explosive manner, it's during an orgasm. So if you think of what you want during those, few seconds or a minute or whatever you get, then you'll get it faster. It's when your body's projecting the biggest charge. I just thought that you guys know that.
No, it's
so
true. I did a show on that
a couple weeks ago,
sexual energy and the chakras, learning to channel that orgasm, the orgasm through all the chakras, and they've done that eons of time ago, and people actually, that's how they were able to manifest. He's right, and I'll tell you more how to do that when we talk. So, anyway, drive safe.
Yeah,
safe,
I need to
care.
Have that. I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, if you'd have great sex and manifest great things in your life and help other, that's always good. So,
when
that's why a husband and wife get things because they're both thinking about her at the same time.
Say that again.
At the same time.
Yes.
Well,
if you
have a partner and you can, if you're reaching an orgasm at the same time and you're both wanting the same house, the same car, the same children, things like that, then you get it faster. When two or three people, that's why when people go to a ball game, there's 50,000 people. When people go to a church, there's 100 people. So when people are thinking about the same thing, especially during a sexual explosion like that, it comes faster. It comes really fast. But if it's just you, you know, you'll still have it. But you cannot think of black. I hear a lot of black in your voice.
You hear what in my voice?
Well,
black.
I hear
black.
Black. That means that you really don't believe it'll happen. I mean, yeah, but not to me. And it'll happen to you as it'll happen to anybody else. You're not any different than anybody else. We're all the same type of spirit. We're just in different bodies with different jobs.
Well, I'm so sorry, you guys. I don't mean to be laughing. You got a good cheering crowd in the chat room. Peter and Angela, they both want you. Angela, they want you to get what you're looking for, and Peter, they appreciate your comments. So that's always good. You got a little bit
more
here.
I get what I'm looking for, too.
Oh, well, there you go.
But isn't it true?
I'm going to keep talking to myself and reading those things to myself, and it's going to happen.
There you go. That'll work. All right, Ange, I'm going to let you go because we've got a person that's getting ready to leave, and you have a good trip, okay, honey? Take care.
Thank you.
Okay, Peter, your phone was going crazy a little bit, but let's talk to this person.
Yeah.
That was funny, okay? She's a sweetheart. You know, she started out at one, and now she's moving along and getting it done, so which I appreciate. Okay. Hi, it's Tari.
Hi.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Sabrina. Your comments are
funny. Oh, you hear me?
I do. Your comments are funny. I appreciate you. Okay. Peter, you know Sabrina. Sabrina, this is Peter. You remember Peter. So.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, Peter.
Anyway, what's your comment, sweetheart? Peter, your phone's going crazy. Can you call us? Okay. I'll hold on one second. His phone's going a little crazy. What's your comment?
I was wondering, what about precognition versus creating? As in, it may not be your own life, but you get like a glimpse of something that's about to happen. Say, I'm just going to say, for example, somebody may have, I'm sure there's plenty of people out there who had a precognition of 9/11, okay, even though maybe they weren't involved with it and they had nothing to do with creating it. Where does that fit into the whole plan, if you have any kind of answer, because I've always wondered that.
Okay, I do, and I thought you meant something else. There are people that are born with the gift of prophecy. They see things, you know, and I remember I had a dream that the plane crashed into the Statue of Liberty instead of the, you know, the Twin Towers. But that is a separate thing rather than creation. That is called the gift of prophecy. They didn't create it. They're just like antennas picking it up. Also, their soul has agreed to come in with this particular gift, okay? And so that's what that is, all right?
I've experienced it before. It's nothing that occurs regularly, but I've experienced it, and sometimes it's in my own life and sometimes it's in other people's lives, but I'm just wondering, even like in your own life, if you kind of see something. And I'll give you an example. A few years ago, as many of you know, I've been losing weight, really working on it. Well, a few years ago, I had walked into my bathroom when we lived in New Mexico, and I swear to you, I saw a skinny version of myself reflected in the mirror. And I'm like, how cool is that? You know,
well, you know,
I think.
Let me explain what I think that is, too. I think that you're creating it. I also think you got a glimpse of the future before you even knew you were going to create it, or maybe you had an idea. And it's like you get the vision, and now you're doing the work. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you actually got the vision
mm-hmm.
before you did it. Yeah, I've often thought about that myself because I said, did I create this? I remember something happened, and I'll never forget the date, back in May. It was a situation, but I had actually seen it happen, and I go, was I getting a glimpse of the future? Which I was, but it was something, it was my intention that created that vision that I saw before the actual work went in to create it, okay? So,
okay,
yeah, because Peter says past, present, and future doesn't exist, it's only now. That's how I saw
right.
it. Peter, what do you think? Is he still here? I hope you're here, Peter. What do you feel about that?
We come here with a predestined life. So if you don't face the things that are coming to you, now, in a few months or something, it'll come right back to you again, but worse. I don't know if that's karmic debt or soul contract, but it always happens. So everything that comes to you, just accept it, kind of my smile, and then it'll go through you, and then the next thing, you know, you'll have some happy time. The next thing that comes by, smile your way through it, love yourself through it, and it'll be, that's how I've been doing it now for almost 6 months.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'd also like to share a real quick story of when we lived down in New Mexico. They had a Mini Cooper dealership, and I saw Mini Coopers all over the place, and I knew I had to have one. I wanted one, and we went to the dealership, and for the one, the type that I wanted and everything, it was going to be around $25,000, and that was not acceptable to me at the time. And I prayed on it and released it, and anyway, one morning I woke up, and my angel or my higher self or whatever it is whispered in my ear to look on eBay. And I had never even thought of getting a car off of eBay, never in my wildest dreams. But I looked on eBay, I looked at Mini Cooper, and I still have this car. I ended up having to fly up to Chicago to get it. I got it for $18,000, and it's fully loaded, and it's wonderful. And I, you know, drove it back down to New Mexico, and we still own that car. And I'm saying that it worked. It, you know, it was like within a week or so of just praying on it, letting it go, and that little boy said, look on eBay. So I just want to tell you, it works. It does.
Aw, there you go.
And it came in a win-win situation. Good for you, good for the other person, easy. That's the best way.
Yeah, and affordable. Yeah.
There you go. I like that. Now you, by the way, I tell you who really loves the ascension process is Peter. And I know she came up with a whole list. Where did you get that list from? Now that I got you on the phone, that you emailed me.
Oh, let me refer to my email. I got it off the internet. I'm going to look here where I sent it because I sent it to you. This is cool. I think that's what I put it in. Yeah.
Yes.
It was Twin Flames Sacred Key, and it says 28 Signs You Are Ascending. And it names off, it's from, I found it on Facebook is what I found it on. But there's a site called TwinFlame1111. There's 41s.com. But it's, and I actually, what I did, I copied and pasted it in a document, and I highlighted by different colors as to what I've been experiencing currently and what I feel is coming and things like that for my own self.
Cool.
But it does say, I'll read off a few of them. It says, 28 signs you are ascending. Moving into a better job that supports the expression of who you are, your passion or your mission, which are basically the same. Greater financial abundance as you've never quite experienced before. Most of your dreams come true and easily. You attract a new mate or partner, or you and your current partner have a relationship revolving around companionship with no issue-related hooks. You love, admire, and adore each other for who you are with no dependencies. And then as you evolve further, you reunite with your twin flame, who is a total reflection of you. Being together is like being with yourself, and you feel a unity to source as never before. And I like this one. You don't seem to care much about anything, and nothing seems to matter anymore. You have evolved out of the old way of being, of drama and emotions. I like that one, you know.
Well, that's what Peter says, too, that he was talking about. But when you start ascending, you start manifesting and living the law of attraction on purpose and creating on purpose. But Peter, isn't that cool? I thought about you the other day when she sent that to me. So I'll have to send it because he's a big one with aren't we all, the ascension process. But thank you for sharing that with us, Sabrina. And I will talk to you soon. Appreciate your questions, honey. Take care, okay?
Yeah, and I do have to go. We got some family things going on here shortly, but it was a great show, and I'll listen to the rest of it later. Take care, all.
Okay,
love you. Bye-bye.
I love you, too. Bye.
Thanks.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing. But yeah, so I thought you would enjoy that about the ascension process because that's where we're all creating. where we can all create, and we're moving toward that now. Okay, some of us visit the other, you know, lighter dimension, and still connect on this level or on this dimension. Listen, I want to ask your opinion about something, or your what you feel. Do you think it takes talent or desire to succeed?
Passion. You have to feel it.
Okay,
and
that would be desire.
Right, but with passion, for example, women have their first child as soon as they go to a baby shower. Somebody else had a, you know, had a baby. You all come out of those baby showers so excited that, you know, within months, your poor husband or boyfriend didn't know what happened to him. All of a sudden, you're pregnant. So because you come up with such passion and such love for that, what's about to happen to your friend, that you just, you know, you just expand on it. Everything's great, and the things that she got were great, and the little socks and all this other stuff. And that's the passion I'm talking about. It just explodes, and then you get what you want, which is your next child, or your first child, or, you know.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you this, passion, desire versus talent. There is a lot of folks, great singers, that sing in the shower. And I think that it takes desire, passion, and motivation to be the best at something, much more than it does talent. There was a great ballet dancer. I think there is. There's a great ballet dancer, and I can't remember who his name is, but they actually got a movie about him. But he is one of the best in the world, and I love to dance. But and when they what it showed him is that he would stay in the, you know, in the studio at the bar, dancing and practicing long after everyone had left. You know what I mean? He didn't have the talent that the others had, but what he did is he had the passion and desire. So, you know, I see. Yeah. So people are saying, okay, do I need talent? I don't think that you do. I mean, maybe you do to sing, or maybe you don't. I don't know. You know, I'm giving that as an example. But I think more important, you can be taught to sing, and you can be taught to carry a key, or you can be taught something as long as you have that desire and passion. That is a question someone asked me. And I agree with you, agree with that. Now, another question I want to ask you and what you feel about, do you think that physical illness physical illnesses are created, or do they just happen to us?
So let's say that, you know, it looks like you're going to get cancer or something. At that point, you either love the situation that you're in or accept it, or, you know, or you fight it, and then you go looking for answers for cancer and cancer, and everything's cancer. Then your whole life becomes, you know, how to heal cancer, but it's not the healing that's kicking in, it's the cancer. So whether you got a headache or you got cancer, anytime your body is not functioning, aligned correctly, then it gets worse. And that happened to me with certain parts of me, that I keep focusing on it, and then I don't know why it doesn't get fixed. But I keep focusing on the illness. Why don't doctors and nurses always sick? They're always with the sick because they think of healing. The patients are the ones who think about sick.
Right, you're
sick,
right.
The doctors are not. And doctors and nurses rarely get sick because they're into the healing mode and we're into the sick mode.
I agree with you on that, 100%. I want to share this with you. Something that in the Myria in Atlantis, you know, they've written a lot of books on it. But when they do their healing process, or they would do their healing process, and, you know, I believe that they're on the fifth dimension now, and, you know, so they still do it. What they do is they don't concentrate on how sick it is. They concentrate on a healthy organ, for instance, let's say, you know, your heart being healthy. What does it take to be healthy? And that's what I got really strong is, and you just said it, when you think about, I'm still so sick, how can I be better? I don't want to be sick, how can I be better? My pancreas, my heart, my leg, my whatever is still sick, how can I be better? Then you're going to create more. Yeah, exactly. There's also a fine line there because some people say, okay, I don't want to be in denial either. And so you've got to understand.
Why not?
It's not about, well, you know, denial means, being, I disagree with that, because when you're in denial that this does not exist, and it does, then there's an element of fear there. So therefore, it's like, okay, I'd like to know, instead of saying, I'd like to know how to make this heart healthy, and you visualize a healthy heart, and then you wait for guidance, internal guidance from that. So internal guidance means that you go to an acupuncturist and a medical doctor or a surgeon, then you'd be willing to say, this is what I'm focusing on. You keep your mind on that healthy heart, for instance, or that healthy limb, for instance. And then you say, okay, show me.
Could you think about it in this way? The real you isn't sick. The body that you're incarnated, that's the one who's sick. So the real you is very healthy. So I always say, well, the real me is healthy. I mean, if I have a leg pain, that's my leg's problem, not me. I'm in perfect health above and, you know, the cosmos. So
if you have some kind of illness, you've done
something to unalign yourself with spirit. And that's the question
right.
you could ask. How do I get back to my perfect alignment? Not how do I get the boyfriend, I want to go back to my perfect alignment so that everything I'm supposed to have in this incarnation comes smoothly.
Right.
Maybe cash and maybe the boyfriend.
It comes to you easy. What I'm saying to you is instead of saying this does not exist, or you say my perfect self or my higher self, my soul self is healthy, how do I get there? That's great. And be willing to say, let the spirit touch you however, maybe going to John of God, maybe going to a Reiki master, or whatever that it is, but be open to hearing everything.
Yeah,
because some people, you know, and this came to me the other day, she goes, I thought I was healthy, and I told myself I was healthy, and I wasn't, because now the cancer spread all over my body. Now, is that her soul agreement to have that happen? Maybe. Is that her saying that she said there was fear there about getting the leukemia, I didn't want to do it anymore. So whenever you come from fear on any level, it's going to affect something.
Exactly. Oh, that's worse. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I agree with you on that. All right. Well, anyway, so I think that you create everything on a physical level, mental level, and spiritual level. And when you visualize being healthy on all three levels, okay, if something's ailing you, as my grandpa used to say, if you're sick on a physical level and you see that healthy part of you, or know that your soul on some part of the world or in dimension is healthy, that's what you focus on, and be willing to hear whatever you need to hear to make it better. Okay, we've got one more question here. So hold on one second. Anyway, you've been so good today, Peter. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's been wonderful to host this show with you. Because I was sitting there. I got the message to talk about this. And, you know, and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk about this. I said, this will be, got to be fun, though, fun and magical. How do we make that fun and magical? And the angel said, people will call and make it fun and magical, okay? Okay, and then I got this little voice, ask Peter to host it with you. So you've been fun. So anyway, hey, it's Tere.
Hi, Tere, how are you?
Tere, how are you? And we've got a wonderful Peter here.
How are you?
Great. Your show has been great, and it has been magical and full of fun. I actually called in on the question of talent or desire, because I actually had an opinion about it, but you passed that point already, so I don't know if you still want my opinion.
I would like to hear your opinion, please. What do you think?
When I first saw the question, I actually thought it was one of desire, but then I thought it had to be really a combination, because you know, I always had the desire, and I'm really embarrassed to admit this, but I had the desire to be a wonderful, wonderful singer, because my aunt was an off-Broadway singer, right? I could not sing a tune. I couldn't even, I got kicked out of third grade choir, right? So now your whole show knows about this. So I was so embarrassed when I was an adult. I took a singing class, and apparently my desire wasn't as strong as I thought. So, but I always did have this desire to be in sales and marketing. And like you said, Tere, it can be. But I was so shy. I was actually very, very shy, and I didn't even know how to talk to people. So how am I going to be this great sales and marketing guru? The bottom line is, yes, it can be taught, but you do have to have a desire, because that's what my career was, sales and marketing. So
yeah.
I you 100%. But those are some funny stories. Well, at least I hope they're funny.
No,
but,
I enjoyed them. Being kicked out of third grade choir. I like that.
Elaborate a little bit on what you said. That's what I called in for when you asked those questions.
Oh, thank you. I love that. Being kicked out of the third grade choir. That family characteristic was not passed down to you. Don't worry,
and she has such a beautiful voice, and I think it's really a talent. Anybody that has artistic qualities, you know, you really have to admire people that they not only have the talent, but they have the desire to go out there and face millions of people, because it takes a lot more than just having the talent. So they do go hand in hand, you know. It does go hand in hand, and you know, a lot of things what you guys are saying on the show today, I can just relate with, and the people that call in, I can relate with their stories, Angela and Karima and things like that. It's just so wonderful to hear everybody talk about, you know, their experiences and things, because I, like a lot of your listeners, can relate to them.
Oh, that's good. I'm so glad. Thank you for letting us know about that, and I appreciate you calling in. And it's fun. I knew you would appreciate Peter, because Peter, you are our favorite. Okay, on the manifesting call, and because you always had some great stuff. So
don't forget your orgasms. Very important.
Well, here's the thing. Peter's not only funny, but Peter is very insightful, and he has a lot of good stuff to share. And I like it that he does it in a humorous way, because we all need that in our life.
Yeah, Peter's funny. He gets people going. Peter, do you remember Ellen on our call that one day? Boy, he had her going on our manifesting call. Peter think about the law of attraction, I tell you. So she got it finally. She really did. It took a little bit of time. So anyway, well, we got a great show. We had a great show today. And Peter, what do you feel your mission is here on the planet? I know that you're working it and fine tuning it, but what are you here to do? Because I think you've got a great mission here. And
you
know
last year I really thought that I wanted to be like a minister, or a reverend, or a priest or something. And then when I kept asking, I want to know, please show it to me. What came into my mind always was a freelance missionary. That means I will go wherever I'm led to, and whoever's around, whether by words or by just mental vibration, I will affect them. So everywhere I've gone towards, whether I'm on the bus, whether I'm in a mechanic shop, or whether I'm at the VA hospital, you know, I just seem to say the right words, which I didn't plan on saying. And the person, oh, yeah, that's true. You know, I could think about that. And so it's like a freelance work, but I am allowing my higher self to work through me. I'm not fighting my higher self like I was a few months ago. But you know, I told him I want to kick some ass when I get up there. No. Higher self knows better than I do. So once I surrendered to my higher self, literally, then my life got like really smooth. And I go, wow, what's going on? I mean, and I ended up in this bus, and I missed the other bus, but I talked to this guy, and I ended up, you know, it's like really weird, but it's in divine perfection, and that's always a win-win.
It always happens in divine and perfect timing. Peter, Peter asked me, he asked me, he goes, what did you ask me about your higher self? It was so funny. So he said, does my higher self not know? Or does my higher self ever make a mistake? I said, no, your higher self never makes a mistake. It never does.
Right. I felt saying, but if he never makes a mistake, how come I'm stuck in this thing? So then I thought, okay, my higher self is next to source, or next to divinity. So he's in a much better place to make decisions than me. It's like when you want to use a GPS, you follow the GPS. You don't fight with the GPS. So I said, okay, all right, I'll allow my higher self to guide me for a while and see how it goes. And it's like smooth.
You know, Peter, that is such a great analogy, because I used to not follow the GPS, and every time I did not follow the GPS, I was wrong. The GPS was always right. So you're right. Our soul or our higher self is always, always right, and we should stop fighting it. So you're absolutely right.
Yeah,
great analogy.
Best GPS we have there. Good point, Peter. Thank you so
GPS
very much.
GPS is way above. It sees all. You know, it can tell you what a road is not well. You know, it sees from above. So my higher self, I used to tell three. When I get up there, I'm going to smack him. And I go, and then I said, oh, okay, okay, maybe he knows better, and I'll give him a few months. And then all of a sudden, it's smooth as silk. You know?
There you go. Yeah, it worked out.
Lost weight. Yeah. A lot of things are happening, but they're happening in such, you know, perfection. I go, wow. It's incredible. It's really incredible. So.
There you go. Well, that works. So anyway, guys, to recap, you want something different or you're choosing something different, really be aware that even when you're telling the story of why that something in your life is working or why it isn't working, you're setting yourself up for the future. You're sending that energy out for the future. So tell a great story. And I do that in the morning. This is what I like to create. This is what I'm doing. How do I do it? Show me how. And if you're talking to your friends or your family, you know, let them say, hey, I'm not sure how this is going to happen, but this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be a freelance missionary. That's what you're saying, Peter. And I'm going to do it and I'm going to be a prosperous one. And I'm going to have a great lady or a great woman with me. And, you know, I'm going to be incredibly, whatever incredibly you want to be. And the same thing for any of us. So tell a different story. Because 10,000, one positive thought will erase 10,000 negative ones. But whatever you're thinking about, and this is so key, whatever you're thinking about, positive or negative, you're perpetuating it. So if you want more good stuff, continue to think some positive ones. And if you're getting some negative thoughts or negative emotions, ask that emotion, okay, you're telling me what I don't want, but now show me what do I really would like to have. Because by not getting what you don't want, you create a bigger desire for what you do want. You know, peace and harmony, right? We don't say that when we first start. Peace and harmony, who cares about that? Just give me success and money, right? Peace and harmony, when you get it, when you went through some challenging times, you realize peace and harmony is really, you know, connected with prosperity in every area of your life. So how cool is that? Okay, guys, I'm going to close the call. Peter, you have been wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Doreen, you are always wonderful to chat with and everything. Thank you for your comments. And thank you, everyone who called in with their comments. And I think we've got one more question, and I'm going to go ahead and take it because this person has been here, it looks like. I'm so sorry. Looks like they've been here for a while. Hi, this is Tari. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hi,
Tari.
Yes.
Hi, it's Liz.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, it's Liz. How are you?
I am well.
It's so. Yeah, you sound great. The show is wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I was actually going to ask a question, and you just answered it, but I'm going to kind of like. When you have people in your life. Well,
right.
When you have people in your life who are being negative and you're trying to be positive, what do you do?
Oh, great question, by the way.
Walk away.
Great question. Yeah. Well, you can't say that. So he's a man. he has an ability to do that easier. I'm going to answer it. Thank you, by the way. And that's true. You leave them alone. If they're being negative and you're being positive, when you and my daughter was like this today, she was having a really challenging day, and I go, you know what, Heather, I love you where you're at, but that's cool that you're there. I'm going to go because I've got to get on the show and do, you know, this and this. And she goes, you're not going to talk to me, are you? I go, no, I can't. I don't want to be a part of that energy. But I said, I love you. And so she, you know, she understood it. She emailed me back, and she says, you know what, you're right, and you know, I get it. So when they're being negative, they have a right to be whoever they are. And, you know, what you do with – what I do with my daughter and with people that I've been with, especially in the industry that I work in, I just say, you know what, I appreciate who you are, and I love you till the cows come home, but I got to go. And when you feel better, give me a call, you know. And if they're living with you – you know, that's more of a challenge, you know, but you just got to push yourself away, really, you know, because I work with people all the time that have really difficult situations. And so that's going to bleed over into my life if I'm not careful. So what I've learned to do is say, okay, this is their stuff and their sole agreement to experience it. And I'm going to just say, that's what they do, and I'm not going to be a part of it, you know. And that doesn't mean that I physically leave them, or maybe it does. But what it does mean is that I'm going to walk on my path and be the best I can be for myself. Do you see what I'm saying? And that's what I'd recommend you do. Does that make sense at all, Liz?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Liz, you may want to try, as this situation is going on, just think to yourself, higher self, help me see this person the way God or Source would have me see it. Or help me see this situation the way God would have me see it. And then you get into the Christ mind, and you function there in the Christ mind, and what he's doing doesn't piss you off anymore because you see him in a state of lack of love.
Oh, that's good. That's good too.
That is good.
He's nuts. He just doesn't know it. So you're not gonna beat him over the head with a piano. You're just gonna say, huh, he's nuts. He's exercising impaired judgment. It's just like you do with your four-year-old when he breaks something. You know. No, he didn't know what he was doing. But you come out of love completely.
He's right. And Liz, I got to tell you something right now. The one thing that Adino, and I learned this, is that it's so hard to do with a mate or a child, especially. But I just, you know, my daughter, I go, you know what? That's your stuff. And to be the best influence I can on her is to be the best I can be for myself. Do you see what I mean? Because people, it's always easy to pull someone down. But when you are up there yourself and realize it's for the best for you, you know, it's like the airplane. They say put the oxygen mask on yourself before you put it on her or him. Remember? In the airplane? So that's what you're doing. It will help your mate. I think this is what we're talking about. So I hope that helps you. Okay?
It does. Thank you so much.
You are the best, and it's wonderful hearing from you. I thought about you guys this weekend, you and your friend in California. So anyway, give her a hug from me and tell her I was thinking about her, would you? So, and I'm so glad you're on the show. All right. Thank you for calling
Carrie.
In. All right. And okay, we have a Tuesday night manifesting call for those who are listening. Mm-hmm. It's Tuesday night, 8:30 East Coast time. And the call-in number, Peter is always on there, and he's hysterical. Peter's the only man I know that will talk about women's ways. You were a brave one. Do you remember that? Manifesting results. Somebody wanted to lose weight, and Peter told him just to, and the lady was like, but that was a funny story. Anyway, so if you want to listen into our manifesting call, because we talk about all aspects of manifesting, then give the number to call is 605-475-3200. The access code is 918-787-pound. It is a roundtable discussion, and you can listen in, you can talk, you can volunteer information, or as I said, you can listen in. Last week we talked about goals and making them and achieving them and having fun with them, and I think the week before we talked about we talked about prosperity principles last week, and the week before we talked about goals, because January's been all about making your goals, having a life, of setting yourself up to have a prosperity-driven life. So that's what we've been really trying to talk about. Peter, do you enjoy the Tuesday night calls? Because you always have so much to say on them. And we've got a nice spiritual community. So if you're listening in and want to listen to that, we'd love to have you. Anyway, and then our next show is going to be Thursday night at 8 p.m., and we'll send emails out about it. And if you want a reading with me or want to talk to me or ask questions, or we're teaching classes, or go to my website, angelcoaches.org, and send me an email. And I think that's all, Peter. It was a pleasure having you on here.
Thank you.
Always so much fun. And it's an honor to talk to someone that can manifest like you do with your motorcycles and everything. So take care, everybody. Have a great night. And, Peter, I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, honey. Thank you. Thank you all.